Well, welcome back, everyone, to part two of that classic rock show on WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, where we play the greatest music of all time. We are talking with the original bass player with the Climax Blues Band, Mr. Derek Holt. So we just played at the end of part one. We played Couldn't Get It Right. So in 1981, Derek, you wrote a song by yourself and sang lead that became a huge hit for the band. Tell us what inspired you to write the song, I Love You.
We were all in a situation of having to come up with songs for, in fact, it was our third album. We did a deal with Warner Brothers for four albums, and they sent a producer over from LA to come and sort of have a listen to our songs and go through all the songs. And anyway, he said, has anybody got any more songs? And I said, well, I've got this one, which is on a cassette that I recorded in my bedroom. You know, I played the drums and did everything. So it's called I Love You, but nobody else likes it. Anyway, he basically heard the song and said, that sounds like a hit. So, of course, we go to LA and we started to record I Love You, and we had a guy in there called Nicky Hopkins, who played the grand piano.
One of the best ever.
One of the best.
Talk about legend. Anyway, I was sat at the Fender Rhodes playing, and he was sat beside me on the grand piano with John Cuffley, the drummer, and that's how we put the track down. Just basically three of us. And then I put the bass on, put rhythm guitar on, then I sang it, and then harmonized everything. And then Pete put my solo on it. So it was basically a one-man job, really.
Well, Derek, how many instruments do you play?
Three, really, very well. I'm not very good. I tried saxophone, but I couldn't get a note out of it. I'm a bass player. It's probably my number one. Guitar, I love playing guitar, number two, and piano, I love playing piano.
Okay. Well, let's get to some music from their 1981 album, Flying the Flag. Here's the song, I Love You.
When I was a younger man, I hadn't a care. Fooling around, hitting the town, growing my hair. You came along and stole my heart when you entered my life. Got what it takes, so I made you my wife. Since then, I never looked back. It's almost like living a dream. And ooh, I love you. You came along from far away and found me here. I was playing. Smile and said you're much too young.
Okay, Derek, let's segue from music to books. You co-wrote the book Climax Blues Band, Blues Band, An Illustrated History, Volume 1, and then there's a subtitle with the years. It was published in 2020 by Chevron Publishing. So my question is, what was the motivation behind this particular book?
Well, I was one of the guys, probably one of the only guys in the band that ever collected things. I used to take posters off walls. And, T-shirts, and had this incredible collection of memorabilia. And over the years, I started writing down what I could remember about my experiences of forming the band and everything. So I ended up with, quite a lot of words, a lot of paper with all this thing on. And I thought I'd love to make it into a book. And purely by chance, this guy called Robert Forsyth, he emailed me one day out of the blue, and he said, I'm a publisher. He said, Climax is one of my favorite bands of all time. And have you ever thought about writing a book? I said, it just so happens I've got one, but I need a publisher. And so basically that's how it all started. But this guy, he was great in terms of research. He knew more about the band than I did. I only scratched the surface from the playing and rock and roll point of view. But he was able to find people that I would have never have found, and certainly people like yourself, Jim, who is a photographer. These photographers. This Robert Forsyth found. We got all this material to put in it, and it just expanded into the history of the band, which is phenomenal for me.
Can I ask how long it took you to write the manuscript?
For me, if you think about it, I left the band probably about 1986, and I probably started around about 1990. Just writing memories, and then filling it all out, and so we basically, myself and Robert, we just collaborated on basically my story, and he was able to go into it deeper. Then plus all this stuff I'd got, all the photographs and t-shirts, posters, it all had it added to this thing. But it became so big, we had to make it two volumes.
Well, speaking of volume two, when is that going to come out?
It's planned to. It's currently in print, and it's planned for the end of November.
Oh,
I hear there's a
good Christmas present.
I hear there's some really great photographs by somebody you know.
Yeah, some guy out of the blue got in touch with me. Jim Samaria, okay, and
well,
they'll be in there somewhere.
Just some Italian bloke, huh?
Yeah, some guy.
All right. Well, Derek, in 1988, IRS No-Speak Records, I guess I said that correctly. Well, they put together an event that brought nine guitarists together with a rhythm section that you were part of. And your bandmate, Pete Haycock, was one of those nine guitar players. So tell us a little bit about that event that resulted in Night of the Guitar Live.
Yeah, basically that was a Miles Copeland idea to really, put well-known guitarists together and give them sort of like 15 minutes on stage to play in front of people. In fact, I've got more than nine on my list.
Oh, really?
There were two tours. And do you want to go through them?
Sure.
Or not? It became an album. There was Pete Haycock, Steve Hunter, Andy Powell and Ted Turner from Wishbone Ash.
Right.
Robbie Krieger from The Doors, Leslie West from Mountain, Randy California from Spirit, Alvin Lee from 10 Years After, Jan Ackerman joined us on a couple of gigs, Steve Howe from Yes, and Stuart Copeland joined us on drums for a couple of songs.
Wow, that's royalty. That's guitar royalty right there.
Well, as a bass player, it was like, wow. I mean, I even got to play one of my favorite Focus songs, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, we're talking about the show and this album. Of course, why not play a song from that show? So here's Derek on bass with some of the best guitar players in the world. You'll hear Alvin Lee on vocals and everyone jamming on Whole Lotta Shakin'.
Whole lot of shaking going on by a whole lot of people, but Derek keeping it all together, man. I'll tell you,
that was the best ad-lib I've ever heard you.
Thank you.
Used before.
Anyway, the manager for the Climax Blues Band was Miles Copeland, and you and his brother, Police drummer Stuart, put together a song in 2009 titled "Love Lessons." Why don't you tell us a little bit about your collaboration with Stuart?
Yeah, that was very interesting. He lived in a place in England called Bledlow Ridge. Beautiful house. And he was writing music for all, you know, this is like doing music, called, you know, like The Equalizer, and he was becoming a well-known songwriter. He got in touch with me one day. I sent him some songs. He was looking for something for Lucasfilms. George Lucas was doing a cartoon series called Ewoks and Droids, which was based on Star Wars cartoons. So I collaborated with Stuart on that, and fair enough, we got a couple of songs on that. But he said, I've got this song called Love Lessons. He said, could you sing it and play some bass on it? And so we got down to writing songs, writing lyrics. And there we are playing together, drums, you know, bass. I mean, with one of the best drummers ever, I think. And we collaborated on that, and it just became a single. I'm not sure how well it did, but recently it's going to be remixed by a guy called Arthur Baker. Are you familiar with him?
No, I never heard of
him.
No, sorry.
I'm familiar with Ginger Baker, but not
yeah,
not Arthur.
So basically, this guy, he is quite an accomplished remixer of songs, and I've no idea what he's going to do with it, because, you know, it's a modern age, and maybe he'll just loop it and whatever. I don't know. But yeah, my experience of being with Stuart was one of he's a very, very positive guy, and I loved it.
Well, why don't we hear the original version of the song? This is Love Lessons with Mr. Derek Holt and Stuart Copeland.
Derek, well, you're still recording new music, and earlier this year you made an album with your old friend Richard Jones titled Shadow Man. Tell us about your new music.
Well, Shadow Man, the song, was a song that didn't make the album gold-plated. It was recorded in Chipping Norton, and that song was never used, so... I've known Richard all my life. We went to school together, and probably during lockdown, he got in touch with me and said, "Do you fancy redoing Shadow Man?" Because it was never used, and of course, with technology, we're able to swap files on the internet. We were able to finish the song, and then of course he said, "How'd you fancy do it, writing some more?" So basically, over 2 years. During the lockdown period, which was very lonely, it sort of got me through it. It certainly got me through the boredom of it. And we were able to become creative and produce this album.
Well,
which I think is a nice piece of work, you know.
Oh, yeah. There's one song I really like, and we're going to play it. And I think this song could be a hit. It's called Time's Not on Our Side, not to be confused with the Rolling Stones song that sounds a similar title. But it's a song that Holt Jones put together. So once again, let's play Time's Not on Our Side.
Could lead to hell. Ooh, those times. Time's not on our side. It should be.
Holton Jones doing Time's Not On Our Side. And again, like I said, everybody, I think that's a great song. And hey, write in if you, you know, send us emails if you really like that song.
That's right. Let us know. Well, Derek, we have one last question for you. I'm not even sure how you're going to answer this, but does it bother you that there is a band out there these days called the Climax Blues Band?
Yes.
That was short.
Should we do you want to editorialize, or should we just end it?
Well, let's put it this way. Basically, Colin Cooper, when I left, Pete Haycock left and John Cuffley left, which left Colin to carry on as the Climax Blues Band. And so he had a bunch of guys from the Stoke-on-Trent area, and then Colin passed away.
Right.
And then these guys just carried on. And, it's annoying, really.
Well, there's no way in the world that they could be anywhere close as good as the original Climax Blues Band, which Derek Holt, our guest today, was the bass player. So, Derek, thank you so much for being on the show today. I know it's almost dinner time where you live, so it's time to go eat dinner. But thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Derek, very much.
Well, that was a fun interview. Thoroughly enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it, Mark?
Of course.
It was great. Anyway, let's close out the show with another song by the Climax Blues Band from their Reel to Reel album from 1979 called Summer Rain.
I had a good love, but no longer. I can't tell you just what went wrong. Sunshine, she was gone. She was golden like the sunshine. She was soothing.
All right, everybody, please join us on the air every Monday from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. and Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon on the Mighty 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. You can also listen to our archive shows by going to the station's website.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you.
She was cool like summer rain. I've got to find that girl, bring her back again.